currently at 44 on ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, our pleasure to welcome America's fabulous political satirist and humorist. It's Bill Melberg in Chicago. Bill!
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN radio listeners.
Well, Bill, the election is over. Barack Obama has won re-election as President of the United States. What are your thoughts this morning as we look at the 2012 White House campaign in retrospect?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I must confess, given the state of the economy, I was a little bit stunned by President Obama's re-election. Stunned, but not surprised. After all, the pollsters told us that it was going to be very close, and when you look at the returns in some of the swing states, it was about as close as it can get. So as so many of the pundits told us, it all came down to voter turnout, and it seems voter turnout was high for both the Republicans and the Democrats. All in all, it was another historic election.
Well, Bill, we're going to look back at some of that history with a pair of experts in just a moment, but first, we want to welcome the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. Good morning, Mr. President, and congratulations on your election victory, sir.
Thank you, Stevie. Good to be here. And let me take this opportunity to thank you, Stevie J, and Diane Ducey, and Mike Ditka, and your brother Johnny, and political humorist Bill Melbert, for all the kind things you've said about me during the past few weeks and months. I'd also like to thank all of your ESPN radio listeners who voted for me on Tuesday. Folks in Champaign and Urbana, Savoy and Tolono, Tuscola and Arcola, Rantoul and Villa Grove, Muhammad and St. Joseph, Homer and Ogden, Thomasboro and Pisodum, tall people, short people, young people, old people, smart people, dumb people.
Excuse me, Mr. President. I know your time is short, and all I really wanted to do was to congratulate you on your election, to wish you well in your second term.
Thank you, Stevie, and catch you later.
That was President of the United States, Barack Obama. Now we're joined by two former presidents of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
and George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Gentlemen, what are your thoughts this Friday morning about the 2012 presidential election, President Clinton?
Stevie, my thoughts are about the 2016 presidential election, and I'm delighted to have this opportunity to make a major announcement on your program this morning.
Really?
Really. And here is that announcement. I have just organized the Hillary 2016 Presidential Exploratory Committee.
Wow, you mean Hillary's really going to run in 2016?
Well, like I said, it's exploratory. But as I've told you before, I still want to be the first man to be first lady.
All right. President Bush, what do you think Mitt Romney, why do you think Mitt Romney lost his bid for the presidency?
Stevie, it was the Massachusetts liberal jinx.
The Massachusetts liberal jinx?
That's right. The Massachusetts liberal jinx. In 1988, Michael Dukakis lost his bid for the White House. He was a Massachusetts liberal. In 2004, John Kerry lost his bid for the White House. He was another Massachusetts liberal. And this year, Mitt Romney lost his bid for the White House. And up until this year, he was a Massachusetts liberal, too. It's a jinx, Stevie. It's a jinx. Of course, Mitt made a few mistakes along the way this year, mistakes that did not help him.
For instance?
Well, this exchange with Texas Governor Rick Perry during one of the primary debates.
You know, I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick. And You're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business, but I'll show you this.
I'll show you
the book.
I've got the book. And
we'll show you.
I remember that bet, and that little exchange played into the hands of Governor Romney's opponents, who tried to portray him as an out-of-touch millionaire.
It certainly did, Stevie. And Mitt's image wasn't helped any by these comments he made while he was campaigning in his home state of Michigan. In fact, some people said he sounded a little goofy. Take a listen.
It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
I love the lakes.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Just something very special here.
Fly with the moon on their wings.
I love cars.
These are a few of my favorite things.
The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
So all the little inland lakes.
Stay on my nose and eyelashes.
I love cars.
Silver,
I love the lakes.
Winter,
trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes.
These
so all the little inland lakes.
My favorite thing.
I remember that. That was unbelievable. The trees are the right height, whatever that meant. President Clinton, what about President Obama? Did he say anything goofy or make any gaffes during this campaign, sir?
No, I don't think so. None that I can remember.
President Bush, do you remember any goofs made by President Obama along the campaign trail?
I certainly do, Stevie. How about this one?
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so then all the companies could make money off the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you'd call that statement a goof, but it was certainly a mistake. A lot of people were very mad about that comment.
Yes, they were, Stevie. And in the final days before the end of the campaign, President Obama upset quite a few other people with this comment.
No. Don't boo, vote. Vote. Voting's the best revenge.
Yeah.
But at the time...
Yeah, it seems Democratic voters got their revenge because President Obama won his bid for re-election rather handily when all was said and done. And we say thank you to former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush for their comments. We turn now to our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN radio listeners.
Senator McCain, let's turn to you first. Were you surprised by Mitt Romney's loss to Barack Obama?
No, I wasn't, Stevie. I wasn't surprised one bit. After all, if a dazzling, dynamic, charismatic candidate like me couldn't beat Barack Obama, why would anyone think that a stiff, boring, uninspiring candidate like Mitt Romney could beat Barack Obama? Not that Governor Romney should feel like a failure, my friends. After all, I think he ran a good campaign. But let's face it, my friends, Mitt Romney is no John McCain.
Congressman Barney Frank, your thoughts?
Well, Stevie and Diane, like Senator McCain, I wasn't surprised by the outcome of the election one bit. As I've said repeatedly on this program, I fully expected President Obama to win re-election, but I will miss seeing Mitt Romney's rugged good looks and Paul Ryan's baby blue eyes.
Congressman Frank, I should point out that we'll still be seeing Paul Ryan since he ran for his seat in the House of Representatives at the same time he was running for vice president. And since he won that race, he'll be going back to Congress in January. In any case, that's all the time we have for this segment. Thank you, gentlemen. But when we come back, we'll have some lighter moments from the 2012 contest for the White House. Stay tuned. ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3. We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I understand you have some lighter and more positive moments from the 2012 presidential campaign to bring our coverage to a close.
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. Last month, as you might recall, President Obama and Governor Romney appeared together at the L. Smith Memorial Dinner in New York City. And I think these clips from that night provide a fitting conclusion to the campaign just passed.
Glad to be able to join in this venerable tradition. Of course, I'm pleased that the president's here. We were chatting pleasantly this evening as if Tuesday night never happened. I was actually hoping the president would bring Joe Biden along this evening because he'll laugh at anything.
Everyone, please take your seats. Otherwise, Clint Eastwood will yell at them. It's been 4 years since I was last at the Al Smith Dinner. And I have to admit, some things have changed since then. I've heard some people say, Barack, you're not as young as you used to be. Where's that golden smile? Where's that pep in your step? And I say, settle down, Joe. I'm trying to run a cabinet meeting here.
People seem to be very curious as to how we prepare for the debates. Let me tell you what I do. First, refrain from alcohol for 65 years before the debate. Second, find the biggest available straw man and then just mercilessly attack it. Big Bird didn't even see it coming. And by the way, in the spirit of Sesame Street, the president's remarks tonight are brought to you by the letter O and the number 16 trillion.
This is the third time that Governor Romney and I have met recently. As some of you may have noticed, I had a lot more energy in our second debate. I felt really well rested after the nice long nap I had in the first debate.
I'm pleased to once again have the chance to see Governor Cuomo, who's already being talked about for higher office. A very impressive fellow, but he may be getting a little ahead of himself. I mean, let me get this straight. The man has put in one term as a governor. He has a father who happened to be a governor, and he thinks that's enough to run for president.
Tonight, I am here with a man whose father was a popular governor and who knows what it's like to run a major northeastern state and who could very well be president someday, and I'm hoping it is Andrew Cuomo.
Don't tell anyone I said so, but our 44th president has many gifts and a beautiful family that would make any man proud. You can oppose... In our country, you can oppose someone in politics and make a confident case against their policies without any ill will. And that's how it is for me. There's more to life than politics.
And I particularly want to thank Governor Romney for joining me because I admire him very much as a family man and a loving father. And those are two titles that will always matter more than any political ones.
And yes. So, that was indeed a fitting way to end our coverage of the 2012 presidential campaign, Bill Melberg, and certainly...
It's just too bad we didn't have more moments like those.
Yeah.
Fewer negative ads.
Well, still fighting over here with David Gill and Rodney Davis. They're still, after 293,000 votes, there's 1,000 difference, 1,200. And so that one isn't conceded by the Gill camp.
Right.
In any event, Bill, you're awesome. An evening with the presidents.com. An evening with the presidents.com. Always a pleasure on Fridays to welcome you. Thank you again.
Ask you wow.